It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
Here we go, podcast time. Brock and Hunter, the Plan B After Show podcast. What's up, podcast?
What's up?
As always, your Plan B After Show podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. Give them a call, 269-876-0882. Gilson Cycle.
Gilson.
Covering all of your motorcycle repair needs. Seriously, go see
it. Covering it all.
They got Gilson, another one.
I'm just going to be your hype man for the whole podcast. I'm just going to repeat some
everything
of the
I say, you bastard.
Everything he says.
What was the one? God damn, how's that go? Okadilla dillio. I'm an idiot. Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
It is time to stop now, Mac. All right. A new poll asked people to name the top traits of the modern man who's truly comfortable with the current era we're in. So a modern man. What's a modern man to you, Hunter?
A modern man is now a modern man's a fucking man bun and a vape pen hanging out of your mouth. Some Jesus cruisers and you love to throw discs. The modern guy's got to be, let's see, pretty much describing what, a 35-year-old, pretty much us, huh?
Yeah, who's the modern man?
The modern man, what, are you talking about looks or just
qualities, like what qualities nowadays make up the modern man?
The modern man, I would say people that 35s are starting to run businesses, I think they're tech savvy. I feel like the majority of us are pretty clean, you know. Am I way off here?
Yeah, kind of. So here's what it is. So top 10 signs you're a modern man. Number one, you do your fair share of the cleaning. Number two, you talk openly about your feelings. Number three, if your boss or manager was a woman, you'd be totally fine with it. You're okay discussing your mental health. You're a good listener. You're great with kids. You're openly affectionate. You'd be fine being a stay-at-home dad. You don't always feel the need to put on a brave face, and you stand up against racism and prejudice. There's a few more that made the top 20, like caring about the environment, trying new things, and manscaping. So that's the modern man.
So the modern man, dude, I'm telling you, read through it again in your brain right now. So the modern man is basically a woman now. Just read it again. I'm telling you, read it all again.
We're not like our fathers. We're not like our grandfathers, you know, in that sense. It's not like, bacon and coffee every morning. And, you know, and I don't tell my kids I love them, and the woman stays home and does all the cleaning, and okay. So yeah, it's not our grandfathers or our fathers in that sense.
Yeah, it's because that kills you. That eventually that'll kill you because it's just gonna wear on you for your whole life. So yeah, you have to pussy up a little bit. I get that, you know. But still, come on, man, you gotta be a man.
You gotta veg it up a little bit.
There's too many dudes out. Dude, there's too many dudes out there that, seriously, if something happened, the wife would step up and probably be the one fighting. Like, bro, come on, toughen up a little bit.
I'm on board
dude,
with
we
this.
We were growing up pretty rough.
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't you say?
But we had it better than our dads had with their dads. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
We didn't have the black lung, for God's sake, you know.
Got the black lung pop.
But you know what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying.
You know, like. You learn through experience kind of a sort of a thing. You know, like, I just feel like people are getting too soft, man. And this survey, this study right here is basically telling dudes to soften up a lot.
So here's where I'm at. I agree with, obviously, where we do have to shift. You know, we can't, it's the world we live in. But I think it's good because I think we do have to adapt. It can't be like it was in the 40s and 50s and everything like that. I mean, it's just the times don't call for that. Because I like to, I have no problem being a stay-at-home dad, dude. I think that'd be great. If my wife's making enough for me to do that.
None of those in that survey are wrong. I'm not saying those are wrong. Those are great traits to have. But at the same time, I feel like if you follow that list, it's going to soften you up.
Here's
you still
where,
need to have some manliness in you, man.
And that's where exactly the point I was getting to is, like, I still like to drive. I still, as the guy, I like to drive. If we go anywhere, 99 times out of 100, I'm driving, if driving is open. Holding the door still, I still like doing that. Because hell, there's women out there now that get mad if you hold the door for them. Because so I think there's certain things, like changing a tire. I'm not going to make my wife change the tire. I want her to know how to do it if she's by herself.
Absolutely.
But if it comes down to it, I'm going to be the one that changes the tire. I'm going to be the one that, fixes the things. And again, not that she can't do it, but there are certain things that I still think is okay to say is the manly thing to do. If that makes sense in this day and age, I still think there's certain things that it's okay to say, no, that's the man thing. That's the man's thing to do. And that's fine.
Right.
I don't think there's anything wrong with saying that. I know there's people out there like, oh, you can't say that. You can't say it's the man's job to do it, blah, 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 you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, nowadays, it is different nowadays. I mean, a lot of people are splitting chores. A lot of people are just, you know, you don't have this is the guy thing, this is the girl thing.
Yep.
You know, I'm just kind of thinking about my wife. That's what I'm thinking about, what you were talking about.
Yeah.
Dude, she does a lot, man. And I think about that sometimes, too. Like, she busts her ass, dude.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like you said, like, the manly things that need to be done, I'll take care of, you know? Like,
yep. There's certain, like, for example, if Emery throws up, all right, yes, he's our dog, but the fact of the matter is, if he throws up, I'll clean it up. Because Kristen can't do it. She's like, oh, it's gross. Can you do it for me? And see, I don't mind. I don't mind doing the dirty jobs, being the man of the house, and I don't judge her for it. But nowadays, I feel like you can't get away with saying, like, oh, no, that's the man's job. Like, you know, because, well, it's kind of a double-edged sword, because if you say that, you're sexist. But also, too, there's times where it is the man's job. I don't know. Like, it's hard for me to explain. Like, you know, if you tell the woman, look, I'll do it, well, like, it's fine, I'll do it, then you're sexist because you're not letting them do it. You know what? Who knows?
Like, one of the manly jobs, I guess, would be considered mowing the lawn.
Yeah.
We have a smaller lawn, and you know what? My wife sometimes will just grab it and go start doing it. And every time I stand outside and I see her mowing the lawn, there's a certain part of the inside of me is like, ugh. I feel like a piece of trash.
But see, you
that's
shouldn't
the man's
though.
Job.
I know, but you shouldn't though. You know, because again, there's it's a double-edged sword because there's probably people there like, oh my God, I can't believe. Look at him standing there while he makes his wife do the yard work. And but then you it's know, also the same thing if you say, well, that's the man's job. Like, how dare you say that? You know what I mean? Like, you can't.
Like
you can't win.
Well, here's the thing. You got to compare it to her. I don't think she would be standing there looking at me doing the dishes like, ugh. That's the woman's job.
Yeah.
I do that.
Yeah.
Like, she would never do it. She would be like, fuck yeah, dude. Keep doing it.
Exactly.
This is awesome. You're doing the dishes for once.
That's what I'm saying.
So
like, guys are almost double-edged. Yeah, it is. It's double-edged sword because the mowing thing, I think, is a perfect thing. I finally have clarity in what I was trying to say is like, exactly. There'd be people out there that would judge you either way. So it's like, what do you want me to fucking do? You know what I mean? Do you want me to walk with or what? No, right. Even then, you know, it's just, you can't win. You can't win.
Right.
You know what? You know who has it hard nowadays? Men. But the one dude, you know.
They took her job. The women took her jobs.
They took her jibs, and then they got mad at us for letting them take her jibs.
Damn it.
The one I will say, though, the one I think guys need to get over is the stay-at-home dad part. Dude, if Kiki was making enough money where I just had to stay home, dude, fucking forget about it. I would do that in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat.
Dude, I'm telling you, some, like, women are good. Like, certain women are very good at just being smart and kicking ass at that certain job. You know, like, there's a couple women I know out there that just fucking kill it, dude.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, I don't think a guy could do it. I'm telling you, I don't think a guy could be as far up into that company as she is.
Yeah.
You know, I agree with you. You know, it's like, as long as you're doing, as long as you're not a piece of trash. Just
no, just,
around,
but like, I'm saying though, like,
something.
If you want me to, like, okay, if we had kids and my job was to, okay, do the dishes, make sure the house is clean, make sure the kids are good and off to school, I'd be like, fuck yeah, I'll do that. I'll do that. More power to you. Get into the workforce. Do it. Do it all you want. I don't care. So, yeah, guys need to get on board with that one because I think we've been missing out. We've been missing out because
stay-at-home dad, man. You just hang out with a kid. You take him golfing every day.
Yeah, that's
maybe to the bowling alley once in a while.
What do kids like doing? They like playing games, and then they take a nap. What do you get to do then while they're taking that nap? Play some fucking video games, you know, as long as the chores are done.
All right, what up, Blake? What do you want to do today? Let's go find some. Let's go mushroom hunting or something. I don't know. I'm right there with you.
You want to go to the park and throw the football around? Hell yeah, let's go do it.
All right.
You know,
let's go. You drink a juice box. I'll drink a beer. How about that?
How about that? Sounds good. It sounds great.
Let's go for a walk to the park.
Yeah.
Let's go. It's like Big Daddy. Let's go throw some sticks into some spokes, bro.
Exactly, man. I mean, us men are immature anyways. We might as well hang out with someone who's immature. You know what I mean?
Right.
That'd be great.
Right. I think the women think it's trouble, though. They're like, it's too much. Too much immaturity going on there. Something's going to happen.
There's going
to
be this new
woman around to keep an eye on.
This new swing of all stay-at-home dads and no kids are like adjusting and maturing. They all just stay.
Hey, what are you doing today, Bob? You gonna take the kids golfing? Let's go. Dude, can you imagine? Come on.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Yeah.
What are you doing today, Bob? Should we go to the theater, watch a movie?
Yeah.
Top Gun's out, you know?
Let's go do that.
To take the kids.
What? Hey, honey, what are you doing with the kids today? Oh, we're shooting off the potato gun. Okay. It's science. I'm teaching them about propulsion.
I didn't even think about this. Having a kid is a subliminal way to be just a piece of shit. Like, you don't have to do anything, but you have a kid, so you have an excuse. Like, what's he do? Oh, he does nothing.
Yeah.
He stays at home. Oh, he's a stay-at-home dad.
Exactly.
Oh, how nice. He spends time with the kid. It's like, hell yeah, I get to hang out, do nothing, be a piece of trash, and I'm still a good guy because I'm hanging out with...
Yeah.
I know what's going
on. Yeah, exactly.
It's great.
It's the perfect...
With the wife. I'm gonna go have some kids.
Honey, come here. Make me a playmate. All right. Well, anyway, there you go. All the stuff you need to know to be a modern man. Today's modern man. That's going to wrap it up for Hunter and I on the Plan B After Show podcast. Grow your man bun. You're a modern man. Of course, as always, the modern man. The Plan B After Show podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle. Here's a word from our sponsor now. The man bun, just a tight man bun.
You know who else had a bun? Mother Goose.
I don't know. Let's end on that.
You ain't coming.
Yeah, I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit. All right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.